Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim, Agon Erev Shabbos. I want to share with you an amazing insight of Maran Gaon Uzeinu, the Chida Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. This is a amazing idea from the Sefer Panine HaChida. You know, the Gemara tells us a story of Rabbi Shmuel, who the Gemara says that even though the Chachamim say that on Shabbos, lo yikra l'araner, you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle, but nevertheless, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, ani ekra v'layata, I will read and I will not tilt the candle. Chazal said, no, you can't read on Shabbos l'araner, you might come to tilt the candle to get the wick to catch the oil. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, no, I will read and I won't tilt. And one time he began to read and he was about to tilt. He said, Kama gedoylim divrei chachamim shoy omrim lo yikra l'araner. Reb Nosson omer. Reb Nosson says, no, karav hita, that Reb Shmuel ben Elisha in fact did read and he did tilt. V'kasav al pinkasai, and he wrote in his notebook, Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, I Yishmael ben Elisha, karisi, I read, v'hitesi, and I tilted the candle. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll bring a fat chatas. It's very interesting. Why did he say he'll bring a fat chatas? Why didn't he say he'll bring a medium-sized chatas? Or just say he'll bring a chatas, and if he wants to bring a fat one, he could bring a fat one. The Chida has the following shaila. The Chida says, why did he have to even write that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, he'll bring a fat chatas? Don't we have a principle? So why did he have to say that he'll obligate himself to bring a carbon? Just learn the laws of carbonis and it'll be considered as if he did it. So the Chida says two answers. Answer number one, a carbon has two parts. The chelek hamizbeach, which is the chelek of Hashem, and the chelek hanitan lekayhanim, which is called the manas kahuna. This idea that when you learn about a carbon, it's like you brought a carbon. It's like you brought the carbon and you gave the chelek to Hashem, but it's not like you gave the chelek to the kohanim. So therefore, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, you still owe the kohen the matanos. So he said, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll bring a carbon, because even though he already fulfilled by learning the chelek legavaya, but he didn't fulfill the chelek lekohanim. Another answer. The din that if you learn about a carbon, it's like you brought a carbon, it's like you brought a regular carbon. But it's not like you brought a carbon min hamuvchar. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll bring a chatas shmeina. I already was yotze, the chatas. I was already yotze, the main primary chiyuv, but I wasn't yotze bringing a carbon min hamuvchar. What's the nafgamina between these two answers of why Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha obligated himself to bring a carbon when the Beis HaMikdash was built? The first answer is that he could only be yotze as if he brought a carbon by to, he's only yotze the chelik legavaya. He's not yotze the chelik of the kaihanim. And the other answer is he's only yotze a carbon, but not a carbon min amavchar. You know what the nafkamin would be? Carbon oila. Carbon oila has no chelik lekaihanim. So if learning about a carbon is like bringing a carbon, so then when it comes to a carbon oila, you could just learn about it and you're yotze for sure, l'chala deyos. But if it's just that you get schar for a carbon, but not a carbon min amavchar, then even by a carbon oila, learning is not going to do the trick. Says the Chida, which answer is right? The first answer or the second answer? Is the main reason because you're not giving the chelek to the kaihanim? Or is the main reason because it's not a carbon min hamuvchar? Says the Chida, the main answer is the first answer, that you're not yoytze the chelek lekayhanim. You know how we know that's the main answer? Because what does the Torah say by a carbon oila? Zois tairas hoila hi hoila. This is the Torah of the oila. That's the oila. What do you mean that's the oila? That's the oila means when zois tairas oila. When you learn about an oila, it's hi ha'oila. It's the oila min amuvchar. It's not, you don't just get credit for a partial carbon. You get credit for a carbon min amuvchar. So it must be like the first answer of the Chida, that the main reason why learning about a carbon is not sufficient, was not sufficient for Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha, is because it only works for Lagavoya, but not Lekoyhanim. But when it comes to an Oila, it works completely. And therefore, by the Oila, it says, Hi ha'Oila, and it's even considered a mitzvah min hamuvchar.